this day, so that we may say and do the things that please thee. Forgive us what we fail. We insist on our Lord Jesus Christ's Son. Amen. You can build arrangements.
Amen.
But allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Today, with added funds purchasing, item A is considered approved execute receipt and file renewal for a term contract for fire sprinkler, fire pump, kitchen lid suppression, and Haline fire suppression inspection for Jefferson County for the first 1 year renewal with Advantage Interest Inc. from June 18, 2018 through June 17, 2019. Item B is considered approved temporary suspension of services and rental payments from Bird Boot Shine. In accordance with the RFP for operation and installation of shoe shine concessions for Jefferson County for a 2 month time period due to surgery. Item C is considered approved execute receipt and file renewal for operation and installation of shoe shine concessions for Jefferson County for the first 1 year renewal for Boot Shine from June 30th, 2018 through June 29th, 2019. The addendum, item D is considered approved execute receipt and file change order number one with C-Tex Construction Corp. for Annex 1 repair due to water damage for an increase of $1,847.08 for drywall repair, bringing the total contract amount to $44,690.46 in accordance with the Choice Partners job order contract. Then motion on those items under purchasing.
So moved. Second.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Hoffman. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah, that's it. Unanimously, and the county auditor. Item A is considered and approved budget amendment for Constable Precinct 6 for replacement of furniture and equipment due to water damage in the amount of $1,200. Item B is considered and approved downgrade of the financial manager position to an accounting technician position and approving increase to annual budget to financial manager positions by $4,722 for a budget of $85,000 each. Increase the annual budget three financial analyst positions by $5,308 for a budget of $65,000 each. Increase the annual budget of the first assistant county auditor position by $3,991. Net effect of all these changes will provide an annual savings of $2,439, including salary and fringe benefits. Item C is regular county bills, check number 447164 through 447425. And item D is considered approved budget transfer to Road Bridge Precinct 4 for replacement of a vibratory rover damage during the storm. We have a motion on those items under auditor.
So moved. Second.
Moved by Commissioner Lornell, seconded by Commissioner Hoffman. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah, that's having unanimously. The county commissioner. Item A is considered an approved notice of intent for hazard mitigation projects at Ford Park Airport and emergency sheltering projects as part of the 406 hazard mitigation. That would be part of the 404, wouldn't it?
Yes, sir. 406.
Part of the 404 hazard mitigation program administered through the state of Texas. The notice of intent is the first step in the application process for submission of competitive grants. Do you have a motion on that item? Seconded by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion?
Just a little discussion. You know, I just read in the paper, basically what we read in the paper. Do we have any ideas on the table? Any ideas on the table in reference to this, hardening of the location for the emergency sites to be located for storms and after storms?
Yeah, I think we're going to have some discussions amongst ourselves and probably a workshop and some discussions with some of the school districts to make sure, number one, we're out of the floodplain. But this first step of the NOI is just to see whether or not the Division of Emergency Management invites us to do a full application. And I think that we'll need to decide that once we get the invitation to do a full application to the grant.
It has to be outside of floodplain, you said?
Yeah, we're going to want it to be outside of floodplain.
Okay.
And There's also some discussion, and we may also want to look at low and moderate income neighborhoods, because if we do, then we can use the CDBG money for the grant.
But can, if we, we on the same.
For the cash match.
We're on the same side, but I'm talking about low and moderate and seeing if we can use, that would benefit the whole, so it might benefit us on that.
And it'd be good if we could partner with somebody who can make use of the facility when we're not in storm season.
Any other NOIs on other hazard mitigation projects countywide?
I think the three you have are, there's Harding.
At the airport.
At the airport, and also at Fort Park.
So any kind of mitigation project within precincts and stuff like that, whether it be infrastructure, stuff like that, that'd be a separate NOI, would it?
Yes.
Well, these are NOIs for the 404. If you have something that was actually storm damaged, that'll go along under 406 with the project worksheet. And to the extent that anyone has any projects that you want to submit under 404, please let Mr. Johnson know about that. The NOI is just sending it in and seeing if they'll approve us and submit a full application. I think we probably will be approved, but based on what I'm hearing tomorrow.
Well, I have my stockpile, y'all. Which one will let fall in the pack?
406.
406.
For the building, if we're going to make it better.
And like head walls on culverts washed out. That's all something different.
Yes.
Did I get a motion?
You have a motion in second.
Okay. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah, it's had unanimously under. County Treasurer, we have one item, receive and file the investment schedule for May 2018, including the year-to-date total earnings on county funds. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Offit, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have unanimously. Under engineering, we have one item. A, to execute, receive, and file a utility permit to AT&T for the placement of fiber optic cable starting in front of Kinder Morgan Pump Station and ending at 6862 Erie Street, and that's located in precinct number 4. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Offit, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have unanimously. Under historical commission, we have three items. Item A, consider publicly approved, receive and file Jefferson County Historical Commission's annual report for 2017. Item B, consider publicly approved, receive and file Jefferson County Certified Local Government Annual Report for 2017. And item C is receive the Texas Historical Commission's Distinguished Service Award Certificate for regarding Jefferson County Historical Commission. Do I have a motion on the side of the Historical Commission?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. I see Ms. McMahon's here, and I have communication from the Texas Historical Commission that our Historical Commission, which did a wonderful job not only taking care of the historical courthouse, but dealing with all issues of a historical nature in Jefferson County, which was one of the first several counties that was recognized in the state of Texas and set aside this county. And they are congratulating you for receiving the Distinguished Service Award for your accomplishments during 2017. And they ask that we recognize you for your efforts in receiving this Distinguished Service Award, for having well-rounded programs of history and preservation, encouraging projects that enrich local communities, and recognizing CHC for providing more than 417,000 volunteer hours in 2017, in-kind donations in excess of $10 million. And so obviously y'all have a very active and well-rounded group here in Jefferson County and annually are recognized by the historical commission for the wonderful work you and your volunteers do. We do appreciate y'all.
We appreciate y'all, your encouragement and your interest and your support. Couldn't do it without you. And we're glad to do it.
Do this unless you decide where you want to. Do you have any of your volunteers here?
That's my husband.
He's not a volunteer.
And you know, Dad, I wanted to say this. We really want to thank you for what you do with a large number of churches around and at a historical designation, and the work you guys do is tremendous. He made a lot of things, but I wanted to put that down because I know it helps a tremendous amount with some of the ministers that I talked to.
Thank you so much.
Okay, the juvenile probation budget will be tabled until the 18th.
Thank you.
From the Sheriff's Department, item A, consider and approve out-of-state travel for Emily Esquivel for the crime lab to assist with the NCASQ National Accreditation Board laboratory assessment of the Washington State Police, and that's going to be funded at no cost to the county by ANAB. And item B is consider and possibly approve out-of-state travel for Deputy Matt Gardner to attend the National Computer Forensics Institute in Hoover, Alabama, for the dates June 17th through 22nd, July 15th through 20th, and July 29th through August 2nd. The course is focused on investigating crimes involving computer and cellular telephone technology, and all travel expenses are funded by the United States Secret Service at no cost to the county. Do we have a motion on those items under Sheriff?
So moved. Second.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, second by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah, have it unanimously and under by addendum from the airport. Item A, consider and properly approve and authorize the county judge to execute a 90-day extension to due diligence period of the lease agreement of airport property between Jefferson County, Texas and Glow Investment Inc. Do we have a motion on that?
Yeah.
Moved by Commissioner Weed.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion?
Judge, I just want to ask Kathleen if she had a chance and opportunity to look over the convention.
Right. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah, that is unanimously. And that completes our regular agenda. Is there anything any member of the court we can bring to the public without our taking action? But be prepared if they're forecasting because of the low pressure system in Texas, anticipating to be here at the end of the week that we're going to have some, we may have some significant rainy weather. So we'll keep an eye on that and keep your eyes on the television news for the weather reports. We'll move all toward the end of the week. All right. If there's nothing further, then we are adjourned. Thank you very much.